Simon Shin Chav Ches, Sif Chav Tes. Somebody injured their hand or their foot. Shabur explains that there's no way, there's no sakana, it wasn't the back of the hand or the foot, nor did it happen by the barzu through a metal item causing the injury. So now, they're not in the matzah of sakana, and they're not really a real chayla either, that it's nechla kagufay, or that's nevel mishkov, they just, it hurts. So the Mechaber says, sem sabayin, you could put on the place of the injury to like dry it up and to make it feel a little better, wine, that'll cause it to stop bleeding. They cannot use vinegar, because vinegar is strong, that actually does refuah. Wine will not cause refuah, it'll just stop it from bleeding. The vinegar or anything sharp, which the brings like schnapps, it'll be the same problem. Whiskey as vinegar, it's sharp, it causes actual refuah, and that'll be usher. In fact, the Mechaber says, is ma'unig, which the word explains, someone who's like a person who's well taken care of and his skin is very soft. So anything that's even a little bit strong will be refuah for him. So even yain will be usher, even wine will be usher, same as vinegar, because it'll also be an actual refuah. Siflamid, the Mechaber says, somebody who his arm or his leg, his foot, something got dislocated, or we'll see later on, Mitzvah later on the simon, that even it's partially dislocated, so that's what we're talking about over here. So you can't rub it in cold water, because that's a refuah. Rather, you wash it regularly in cold water, if it gets better, it gets better. Siflamid Aleph discusses somebody whose nail is coming off, a hand nail or a toenail, it's not totally off, it's partially peeling off, or the skin near the nails, which often peels, that skin's also peeling. So, if it was Pirsha Ruba, that means the nail, most of it's already off. And by the skin, the tzitz on the skin also, if most of it is Pirsha Klape Maila, going up, which the Shalom Achalik's Rashi and Tom, if going up means towards the end of your finger, or if it means towards the body. So if it's bothering you, and it's most of the way off, so Mishnah Berurah explains the Maila of most of the way off, now it's considered Me'ikar Adin, as if it's Klushin, it's removed from your body, it's not considered Api Halacha, but the rise as if it's attached to you. So then, the Halacha differentiates that to remove it with a kli, in other words, the regular kli, let's say to use a nail clipper, or whatever kli is usually used to remove such skin, it's going to be pata avalasa. It's only going to be drabanan, but it's also drabanan. However, to remove it with your hand, with a shinoi, makom tsar legaz drabanan. That's only if it's mostly off. However, if a miut of less than 50% of the nail is off, or less than 50% of the skin is off, so then it's considered as if it's still attached to the body, so to do it with a kli is mamishchav chatas, malach of gezes, and to do it with your hands, the shinoi, will be pata avalasa. Now, with the skin, this heter is not really relevant, because since Mechalik is Rashi and Tam, which way is called Klap and Milo, the heter is only Klap and Milo, it's facing towards up, and the Mechalik is up means towards the end of your fingers or towards your body, and Mechaber says, Tichay Shabbos Shittas, so therefore there's no way you can really pull off the skin, peel off the skin on Shabbos. Either way, it's a chash, either Rashi or Tam. However, by the nail, that's where it's relevant, this heter. To have most of the nails off, and it's bothering you, so to cut the nail clipper, that'll be Aser Midrabanan, but to pull off with your finger, maybe we could say the bite off also possibly, anything that's considered a shinoi, that would be mutter. However, if a meal of it's off, a small part of it off, most of it's still on, then it's considered attached. To do with a nail clipper would be a malach d'oraisa of glazes, and to do with a shinoi would still be aser midrabanan. Siflam Beis, somebody has a toothache, so he can't gurgle in his mouth chametz vinegar and then spit it out. Rather, he could have some, put some vinegar in his mouth and swallow it, or dip his food in vinegar, and maybe naturally be taken care of without doing something that's obvious. In fact, even gurgles in his mouth, and then he swallows it. Mr. Burr says it's also asr. It's also nicker that he did for a fuah. Schnapps are the same day as chaymetz, but could be it's a little more kal, so mokum tzagol for la tzar, then you gurgle in the mouth and swallow it afterwards. Now, the Mechaber says chaysh begroinai, somebody who has a throat ache, his throat hurts him. The same thing, he can't gurgle oil, but if he swallows the oil, then it's fine. Mr. Burr explains that's because it was normal for a healthy person in those days to swallow oil. But if it's much, that's for a fuah, then it's not going to be good. So nowadays, people don't usually just drink oil, swallow oil, shemen, so it would still be a problem if you swallow it, because it's obvious it's for a fuah. And if it's obvious it's fuah, it's no good. Mr. Burris even put the shemen into that nigrin, in any which way that's nigger, that's for a fuah, it's going to be also. You have to know what's nigger for a fuah in your time and place in the world. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us again, that's also tell a guy just something that's for a fuah for you also, unless it's the level of chayli, that's called mitzvah chayli, then you can do amir la'akum under banan, or if you're having a lot of tzar, then you can do amir la'akum even on a malacha d'oraisa. In fact, even a yid could do a drabanan when it's chaluk gufoy ad shinoi, and the Mishnah brings here from the Chayyadim that there's no way to do it the shinoi, then yid could even do it shloi de shinoi, and it's drabanan when it's chaluk gufoy. Siflam Gimel, somebody who's a lot of tsar in his heart, and the eitzah for this is to like nurse a suck milk from a behemo, so makam tsar legos or one, he could do it. However, if the only tsar he has because he's very hungry, then it'll be also to do on Shabbos. Yom Tov is mutter, but Shabbos will be also. Siflam Adal, a woman cannot express smoke into a cup or into a plate in order for the baby to drink afterwards because it's a problem of the malach d'oraisa of Mefarik.